Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Our favorite time of the week.
High school sweethearts turned married couple with two kids.
Join us for a conversation on life, parenting, marriage, and more.
Welcome to Close Enough.
And after all this time away, we're back.
We're back.
And Abby's really back. I wish you could see her. She's laid back.
Laid back.
I feel like this is, I don't know, she's in her zero gravity chair. I just called it a lounger. She quickly
corrected you.
Yeah. I need correcting daily.
Correction.
Correction.
Correction's what happens in the testaments to the aunts. They get correction.
Well, early in the morning, I get erections.
Oh, my God. What is
it? It's just morning wood. I mean, come on now.
Stop. You are 12. What is wrong with you?
It rhymed. I'm a poet.
A poet.
I'm a linguist.
You're a pervert is what you are. What is
mentally
wrong with you?
Welcome back to Close Enough.
You're here.
We're here. It's the 4th of July weekend.
4th of July. That's what Pappy Duke used to always say. The 4th of July.
It's going to be fun. This part of this episode is made possible by our good friend and legacy Acast Plus member, Philip Smith. A round of applause for Philip.
Legacy. Woo. Legacy's such a great.
It is. He's the OG.
OG, the original founder.
There's a link in the show notes here if you too want to become a member of Acast Plus. Don't everybody jump at once to click that button right now. I mean, there's going to be a whole episode here, but that's there.
Could you link it on like our Facebook page?
Yeah, we'll do
that.
What
do you think we get our most traffic?
We don't post anything anywhere. This is all organic, basically. Word of mouth. So if you want,
I've always wanted to be organic. I'm organic. I'm like a grape.
Yeah. So if you want this podcast to grow, share
it.
Do you want
it to grow?
Obviously, I think people find some kind of value, whether it be just entertainment, whether we relate to them in some way. Whether
pity.
they envious, whatever.
Pray for us.
Yeah. Or if they're just nosy, whatever.
I'll take a little nosy listen.
Yeah, I'll take it. Listen, it's all anonymous, so who's to say?
Who's to say?
But I do want to give a shout out to those out there in our small little community that tell us they listen.
Yes.
Which is way more than we thought it was. So we've talked about like Bo Queen and they listen to us on their ride. Shout out to Matt and Abby. I think they listen to us on their ride. So are we a like a commuting podcast? I don't know.
We are.
like,
you know what would be better than staring at this road for the next 7 hours? Let's listen to those dumbasses.
Yeah. Eric and Ashley.
Yes. Oh my gosh, Ashley. I love Ashley does what I do. When she listens, I am a responder immediately. Like, I don't even know what you would call this, but like she will listen and then immediately like send me messages about what she's thinking while listening.
She's an active listener.
Yeah. Okay. I am an active listener as well when I do anything, reading, listening. And I love, love, love that she does that. And it's so entertaining because I like hearing people's thoughts and, sharing that and just, I don't have anything like enlightening to say back, just that, yes, I hear you. Yes, yes, yes. Absolutely. And I laugh and it brings me joy. But I do the same thing when I'm like watching something or learning something. I don't know why, but my gut is to also share that information with somebody.
You can earn overshare too sometimes.
Why do you think I'm an oversharer?
I don't care about some of the stuff you say.
Like what? What do I overshare with you?
That's probably too harsh of a thing.
No, carry on.
But
please.
We don't find the same things interesting.
What do I? What have I overshared with you? Give examples there. I indulge in your theme park.
Just be lucky I share that with you.
What does that mean?
I could charge for that information.
Shit. What do I? I'm very curious. Like, I'm going to need some examples.
I don't know. I don't have any. Maybe I'm wrong. I don't know. I just feel my gut reaction was to say that.
I like telling you what I've learned.
I know.
I want people to have that information too. And I realize that when you come in contact with information, you bring like some personal, and podcasting is the same way, like listening to a podcast. You bring some sort of like personal experience to the table. When you're reading, you bring a personal experience to the table, and that interaction immediately like elicits some response in you.
Yeah.
And so then you go out and you share it. But for me, sometimes I have to realize like the other person does not also bring that personal experience to the table. So they don't get the same reaction, which probably happens with you a lot because I'm pretty intentional about what I listen to and what I read. And it's coming.
No,
from
I'm
something.
Not.
You are not.
I am.
Which is, I don't know. I but feel like everything has to be like purposeful and intentional.
Yeah.
You just listen.
I'm just a fly by the seat of my pants type thing. Yeah, I'm purely just a consumer. Now, there's things I listen to for information. There's things I listen to for background noise. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. I'm not getting any value. Yeah, it's not that I'm not getting any, I'm entertained, but like, it's not anything profound.
Sometimes I have to intentionally throw in something that is a little lighter, less.
Oh, that's everything I listen to.
Because, like, I get super heavy into a spot. I was really heavy into some listening materials last week, and I had to throw in like some Christina P. and some Miss Pat stuff just to like and Two Bears just to. Kind of
break it up,
break like that noise, that background noise. To also, I needed something to listen to, but I also
see. Didn't. I don't need to listen to things all the time. I prefer I can entertain myself with the dumb shit going on in my head. I have such a catalog of ignorance that I can just recall that and laugh.
So when I'm listening to something, I'm multitasking, and I use that term lightly because I tell kids all the time you can't multitask, like. I am doing a brainless activity, and my brain needs to be listening to something at the same time. I don't want to be left alone with my thoughts.
Wow. So what you're saying is sometimes you need to share those thoughts.
Yeah. Yes, I do.
And we have an offer for you to share your thoughts. Now, this is the first, guys, indulge us here. This is the first, like, real deal sponsorship we've got. And so we've turned down some. Abby's turned down some that I really wanted to do, but she wasn't in the game.
I just didn't feel like it fit our personality together.
Together, yeah.
Our public personality.
So we've done like the affiliate deals and stuff, but this is like the first real, somebody reached out to us. I don't know who recommended us or how they found us, but thank you to that. But for you today, we have an offer from onlinetherapy.com.
I love it. Tell me about the offer.
All right. So let me tell you about online therapy.
I love that this is our real sponsor.
Yeah, this is real.
This is great.
This is online-therapy.com. You can go there. There's going to be a link here. We're going to share it on Facebook, everything. We're going to get our shit together this year.
Amen.
We're going to be full-time podcasters by the time we turn 80.
Just give us
not putting any pressure on the media, but.
Yeah.
All right. So onlinetherapy.com offers you personal therapist to be by your side from start to finish, guiding you to a happier you through the sections, worksheets, messages, and live sessions available as video, voice, or text. You can do this from wherever you are in the world. Each week, you'll have access to 45 minutes of live sessions with your therapist. The sessions are available, as I said, video, voice, or text. This is a perfect opportunity to get instant guidance and support. In addition to communicating with your therapist through the worksheets and live sessions, you can always send them a message with questions or thoughts. You get worksheets, so like to better yourself, you mm-hmm. like homework, basically.
Yep.
Each worksheet, you answer a question, get valuable hands-on tools and tips from your therapist on a daily basis. this is something I think you like, a journal.
Love it.
Easy to use journal helps you start and end your day in a more positive way. You will soon notice a big difference in your attitude towards yourself and life just by writing a few notes every morning, every evening. They offer you an activity plan, and here's what I found interesting. Their latest addition to the happiness toolbox, yoga.
Love.
Simple L-O-V-E. Videos are perfect when you need help coping with your depression, anxiety, or stress. They are perfect when you need an instant boost of gratitude and happiness. How much does it cost, you say? Well, I'm here to tell you. Paid subscriptions start at just $40 a week. Okay. Giving you access to your online therapy program, including daily contact with your therapist. They'll help you through day-to-day challenges, Monday through Friday, that is.
Yep.
That is less money than you would normally pay for a face-to-face therapy session, and that is true.
Yes.
We can tell you that. That is true.
Yep.
To make it convenient for you, there's three subscription alternatives that give you varied access to the online therapy services depending on your specified needs and budget. You can upgrade or cancel at any time with the click of a button. And for you today, we're giving you 10% off your first week session with onlinetherapy.com. Go to the link in our, whether it be on social media, Abby's going to share it, we'll share it. It'll be out there.
Yes.
Whatever podcast platform you listen on, this link will be in there. Click it. There's a page to tell you all about what it is. There's a video from Dr. Elizabeth Lombardo. She's been interviewed by the Today Show, the Steve Harvey Show, Fox News, CNN, Forbes, Wall Street, Money Magazine, USA Today, and maybe someday Close Enough if she gets big enough.
I love the idea. And being someone in therapy and reading about all the therapies. And
as am I. Not yet. I'm about to.
Not yet. Gary's going to venture.
It's this week, right? I can't
remember when it is. Oh, my gosh. Step one, remember when your therapy sessions are. The idea, this was so crazy to me, but the idea of being someone like with some anxieties and I, like, just talking about thoughts. Like, I walk around with a lot of thoughts in my head, but that journaling component is so simple. But the physical act of getting crap out of your head and onto a page, whether it's, I do a lot of list making and it helps me, but that is, it is stupid how simple that act is. And obviously doing it with some like intentionality that the journal would do, but, and then your body too, getting things out of your head and making your body move, that helps you go through the stress cycle. So if you are feeling stressed, moving that body. So that's where yoga is. I'm going to do some yoga today, I think.
You do.
I got to do a second workout. So my body is, it's my day off from lifting. So I like to do the yoga. I've been playing around with some, not all YouTube yoga folks are equal. I am learning, but I am all for it. I am delighted that that is our first sponsor.
There you go. So go check them out. Tell them Close Enough sent you. Yeah. Well, they'll know Close Enough sent you when you click the link.
Yep.
It's only our link. It gets right to us.
That is really cool. I hope somebody gets to make use of that.
Yeah. And if you do, let us know. Let us know if it's worth it, if we need to drop them, whatever. If you take advantage.
Yeah, feedback on that.
Like I said, there's a discount.
I like the idea that we can make therapy more accessible now. And at first, I think my gut reaction would be like, how hokey, like to put therapy online. But
probably a place it should have been the whole time.
Right. Like, people need that. I'm curious about the texting. If anybody has done text therapy, I want to know more about that because I don't know. I'm not a good texter. So I like.
Here's how it would go with Abby. She would text her therapist. They would respond. And then she would ghost her for at least 36 hours.
That's so true.
So maybe it's not for everybody.
I like the idea that you could wait, pause, and get your, because I'm better in writing.
Yeah.
With that. My.
But you're not better in communicating.
Nope. Like, it in.
Your writing's fine. It's the back and forth.
Yeah. Back and forth. Because there is a lot of pressure. Like, when you are talking live, like, I don't have enough time to process things. My brain is so slow that I like the idea of being able to formulate my idea before I speak. But. That's just my thoughts. I'm sure it is. I like that option for other people.
Yeah. So you've read the first 15 minutes. You get us here. Our thank yous. We've read our new ad.
Yeah.
And all that to say, we love you. Have a good week. Goodbye, everybody.
That's it.
We're just here to sell shit now. No. So.
It did kind of, that's kind of a very Rogan-esque thing. I would always skip it. People would start skipping the first 15 minutes.
Oh, I'll have to mix it up. Well, because Acast puts ads in random spots anyway, so.
Yeah.
But you can get rid of the ads.
By being a legacy, whatever, a plus.
Yeah.
Plus.
So we talk about what we watch, and the last time we were here, which was a week and a half ago, we got to get better at this.
It's been hard. Summer's hard.
That's what she said.
Kids are hard. That's what's hard, is finding time when we're either alone, never happens, or
they're upstairs right now.
They're upstairs.
We're being great parents. I gave Harlan my phone. He'll be good till at least we're done.
Charlie's physically beside him, mentally not really sure where she is, so we'll see.
But so this week we got a chance. We were gonna do this a couple of days ago, but we got a childless night, sent the kids off.
Yeah, I just need, mom's like, are y'all doing something? I'm like, no, I don't want to be around them. I need to not be around them for a little bit.
So, like, we thought about date ideas and doing this and that and the podcast and all these things. And here's what we did. This is a blueprint for excellence if this is your jam.
Yeah, oh gosh, this is such my jam.
We ordered a pizza. We got said pizza and then jumped on the Stranger Things bandwagon.
Like, Gary had mentioned earlier, he was like, hey, we have this thing in our town called First Friday. It's just a little local, like, vendors come out. There's live music. We literally could walk from our home. Very cute, adorable. The things that you want.
It's hot as balls. ain't nobody cute and adorable down there.
The things that you want your community, you want these things. I didn't want to do it.
Yeah, First Friday would be great in, like, October. Yes. Well, you got court days then, but yeah, I'm you know what I'm saying? In the cooler weather. Yes. Like, when it's 98 degrees and it feels like 112.
Yes, I'm with you.
And you're sweating through underwear and like there's nobody likes having a great time.
No. You know? Maybe in smaller bodies we would be prime for like the outdoor festival. Time.
Maybe. But I don't know.
I don't know. Would never know that life.
I've never been. You've never heard me say this ever. A little chilly in here. Never. You'll never hear me say that. Like, I'm not that guy. Be like, you know what? We might want to.
So I went to.
I'm going to have to put a coat on.
Gary said earlier, he was like, hey, we might go to First Friday or something. And I think he just said that because he thought maybe I would like that.
Well, there was a lot of food trucks.
Yeah. There's also food. I do kind of wish maybe when I went down for my workout, I would have grabbed some food and brought that home. But the pizza was fine. It was totally fine.
Yeah.
So because we came home and we sat here and just laid in bed and like, what do we want to eat?
Yeah.
Let's go get food. So that's, I refused. I had already showered. I refused to get out in public. And so that was the standoff at that point. I just don't like get going out. And I know I made a fuss about living. I like the fact that I live close enough that when I do feel like going out, I can get places quickly. I don't like going out in public.
So we got the pizzas. Now, we've missed a lot of pop culture trends.
Oh, yeah.
Neither one has seen one episode of Game of Thrones.
We snubbed that completely. I was not a Friends person, which I think is a pop culture trend.
Yeah. You know, just the things that Squid Game, like stuff that is popular.
Radar.
You know?
Yeah.
I'm just not. It goes.
Any of the like Bachelor or Bachelorette things.
Yeah. Like, first of all, if it's episodic and you got to sit down somewhere and watch it at a certain time,
we
don't have,
we can't do that.
The last thing we did that on was like The Walking Dead, season 4. They're on season 912 now.
Yeah. Oh, that was a good time when we used to gather up and.
So, the world's, was it Friday? Yeah, Friday at midnight, Thursday night, the last two episodes of Stranger Things Season 4 came out.
Yes.
Literally crashed the Netflix servers. I'd never seen. I had watched like the first episode of Stranger Things and I thought it was cool, but I never followed up. And I watched the first season.
With Charlie.
Yeah. That's been like 5 years ago.
It's forever ago. This year.
I'm interested in it just because, you know, it's an 80s theme.
Well, Charlie came out of her room.
Crying.
Friday. Like crying, dramatically watching. Sighing, yelling, being Charlie, and it was adorable. just reacting to these last two episodes.
Yeah.
So,
do you think E.T. ever be on Stranger Things? I feel like E.T. would be a thing on Stranger Things.
Yeah.
So just because of that time period.
So I think from that and just needing to watch a new show, we decided to jump back into it. And it's been 5 years since I saw Stranger Things, and Gary was asking me questions.
And she didn't know.
I don't have that memory. That's not me. I'm not your girl. I am big picture ideas. I don't have any detail capabilities.
You're the person that writes like the plot on, just the plot points on like Wikipedia.
Maybe. That's a maybe. That's a broad hard strokes. Maybe.
Yeah. Some kids in a town, it's haunted, there's a bad doctor. Boom.
I love, and I remember jumping into it not really knowing what to expect, but being drawn into, I liked the iconography of the
timing.
Yeah, it was good timing. It was just good. I liked the setting. Knowing it was going to be 80s kind of seemed cutesy and stuff. So we jumped into it, and it didn't feel like it was too scary to watch with Charlie when she was however old she was 5 years ago.
Or whatever.
Yeah. So it felt right. And a little nerdy and stuff. And I love that.
So we watched half the first season. We binged the first four episodes,
which was a lot for me.
You got three in 10 minutes, you know?
Yeah.
I will say this. It's not a bad show. It's pretty good.
Yeah.
Probably not worth the hype.
Really?
I don't think so. Like,
you're not that far in, though. Like, it's not even gotten good yet for you.
I feel...
It's a slow start, for sure.
Like, here's the thing. When people say, like, The Office,
you gotta watch the first season. I was gonna say, can I remind you of The Office?
Yeah, but I would never watch the first season of Office again. You know, I would tell people, skip the first fucking season.
But I think you need the first season.
Don't.
Yes, you do.
No, you don't.
Yes, you do. To understand kind of where everybody's coming from.
It's like, have you ever noticed most Netflix series, like that are geared towards adults, within the first 20 minutes or some boobs pop out. You have the man's attention.
Is that what it is?
Like if you go to most of the shows, like that's what it is.
I don't know of any with titties. Coming out immediately.
What do you watch?
Clearly not that. First off, I don't watch much of anything. I've been watching some autistic kid open up Baby Einstein DVDs for about 2 weeks now. So
me too.
I'm just saying, I don't know what you're watching.
I mean, just over the history of Netflix, that's it.
I don't know. I've got like Grace and Frankie. I watched that. I watched Working Moms.
Those are like sitcoms.
I'm talking about like dramatic. What I'm watching.
No. I didn't say that. I'm saying those series, like a lot, Stranger Things, geared towards adults.
Yeah.
Either some very gratuitous violence or some very gratuitous nudity to get you hooked in the first 30 minutes.
I clearly have missed those shows.
They're mostly action shows.
Sorry that you have such a simple plot line that you need.
It's an attention thing. You just got to grab it.
Clearly.
Grab my... Oh,
clearly.
So.
Wow.
But it's happened. Like...
Does your brain explode if nudity and violence happen at the same time?
It doesn't explode. I mean, think about this. Everybody's desensitized to all that.
So sad.
You know, so it's That's just so like sad. A passing thing.
Wow.
But at one point we watch The Handmaid's Tale.
Mm.
And I will say this. Abby's reading, what's the book called?
The Testaments. It's a sequel.
So,
first off,
I could only watch. There's only a couple shows that like were super intense that I couldn't just binge.
Yeah.
Ozark.
Yeah.
That's too hard to watch like four in a row. I've watched two.
Have you finished that yet?
No.
Is there more coming?
Yeah, but everybody says it sucks.
Wait, has it already come out?
Yeah.
We just haven't watched it?
Yeah.
Well, shit. Okay.
So then Handmaid's Tale, which was, I don't know.
I feel like that was one when I was watching it and you just jumped in.
Yes.
Because I don't think you watched the first season.
Yeah, we went back and watched it all.
Okay, I can't remember. I had read the book while pregnant.
That's a bad idea.
0 out of 10. Do not recommend.
You're a handmaid now.
That was hard. and then started watching the series. I think I was watching the series and reading at the same time, and then Gary jumped in, and I'm pretty sure we stopped at season two or going into season three. All that stuff runs together for me.
Listen, once they got into like the strip club hooker type deal, I was like, you lost me on this.
The underground.
Yeah.
That's pretty accurate though.
So
now in the Testament, I'm listening to it. Big shout out. If you have a library card, your public library card.
Shout out to the public library.
I love, like, I just don't think enough people know this because there's things like Audible and stuff out there, and, you know, your Amazon, your Kindles. But if you have the OverDrive app, and there's like Libby, I think is another one, but you can just check out audiobooks for free. So I'm listening. Granted, you have to wait sometimes to get them because there's only so many licenses to things. And I'm on a wait list for tons, but I finally figured out how to listen to audiobooks. It took me forever. You have to download it. Anyway, it's not that hard. I'm just a freaking idiot. But I'm listening to the Testaments while I'm walking and stuff.
You're not an idiot.
Thanks, babe. I tend to, when going through something and trying to understand it, I like to maybe overconsume information. So okay, in light of like Roe v. Wade and everything going on, I'm like, eh, this seems like an appropriate listen.
Let's just jump into some post-apocalyptic type
shit. Oh man, so many things. This one's really interesting because it's multiple point of view.
In a book form or even audio form, I don't know that I could keep up with that.
Oh, it's, well, for the audio form, everybody has a new voice.
Ooh.
So it's really nice. Margaret Atwood is one of the characters. So
it's herself. Like the 20s when you listen to programs on the radio.
It is. It is. I love it. But everyone has a voice, and you're listening to testimony transcripts and the diary of one of the aunts, Aunt Lydia, who's the
talk. But I heard you listen. They were in Canada?
So Canada throughout...
Canada was normal in the books. Like, it was business as usual.
Just like in the movie, Canada is like the refuge.
That's what I just said.
You said in the books, but anyway.
Well, in the... Yeah. Obviously in the books.
But yes. The Pearl Girls go to Canada and they're like missionaries trying to get some young broads to bring back to Gilead for different purposes. But anyway, it's a lot. But I'm really enjoying that.
Yeah.
Really cool entertainment if you're into, you need something for your walk. But don't like do that and then not listen to our podcast.
Turn on after this podcast.
No, but it's heavy, but also for whatever reason, where you said like you just had to stop watching, like it was too intense. I feel like it helps me process my intense thoughts.
Yeah. Listen, there's intense thoughts in this world, and we're not a political podcast, but I will say this, as the figurehead of this podcast.
Figurehead? What the hell does that mean?
Like, the whole Roe v. Wade thing. Listen, you have choice to believe whatever you want to believe. That's your God-given right. That's what God gave you, was choice. He gave you choice. Let everybody have choice.
Look at you.
I'm just saying. Do I believe in abortions? No. Like, I don't. But I don't believe you should tell somebody they can't do something with their own body.
I hear you.
I'm a Dave Chappelle guy.
Stop.
I wanted to post this.
I'm going to stop you right there from saying anything that is going to get me in trouble as an educator.
What? No. This is something you can watch anywhere.
Just leave it there.
Just Google Dave Chappelle's take on abortion.
And
that is my exact sentiment.
I've seen memes and stuff coming out with that.
So. I mean, it's obviously a joke,
right?
But the things he says, like he says, if you have a dick, sit this one out.
Yeah, yep, yep.
And I agree. Can I have an abortion? No. Can I have a gay marriage? I can, but I don't have to.
I understand where you're going with that.
It's like I feel like I'm libertarian, right?
Okay.
You know. Even if you're against gay marriage, don't marry the same sex. If you're against abortion, don't have one. But don't tell other people they can't.
I don't even, like, how this word against, this whole, like, I disagree and I'm against something. I don't know if it's really, like, people are against it or it's just not for you. Like, you don't have to.
Yeah.
Like,
no, I get
I
some moral shit, which probably if you dig a little deeper, I showed Abby the funniest TikTok ever.
Stop.
Why? This, the talking like. So whatever, I'll drop that there. Just know,
we love.
I'm your friend. Make your own choices. Do what's best for you. And subscribe to Acast Plus.
I heard the best quote today while walking.
Oh no, I can't quote shit, but you can quote shit.
While Becca, who is an aunt in, so Gilead is the new found dystopian society of The Handmaid's Tale.
Yep.
And she has chosen the life of the aunt because she did not want the choice. She was like, somebody, you know, is it better to die? She's like, no, but it's not better to live with none of these choices as a woman you want to make, because the choices for women in the Gilead society are very slim to none. And so no freedoms. Yeah. And she was saying she's learned to read, which is a gift, only a privilege only given to the aunts.
Ooh.
So she's reading, and she finally gets to the part where she gets to start reading the Bible. Oh, which is God. Like, and so their whole lives, they were in school because they were of like privileged society. So they were allowed to go to school, but at school they learned nothing other than to like, what's that needling you do
with crochet?
Not crochet. Like, I don't know. Like
needlepoint.
Yep. There you go. And how to be ladies.
It's going to make this nice sweater.
Right, right. They just learned how to be like little sweet ladies to be future wives is what they're going to school for. And so she deviates from that plan.
I'm not against this.
Shut the hell up. And so she's learning to read, and the Bible has been taught to them only through the stories told to them by the aunts.
Yeah.
And so she finally learns, like, she's reading the Bible, she's like, oh.
Yeah. That's not what they said.
So she's talking about God, and she makes a comment like, the Gilead God, and her friend's like, you can't say that. What are you talking? Who's the Gilead God? And she was like,
that pretends some bitch.
So she tells her, she says, you can believe in God or you can believe in Gilead. You cannot believe in both. And I was like, oh, damn, Becca. That's so Becca is this like great, excellent character in this story. But I loved that quote today. But it's wild. It's a good book. It's long. Shoot. I'm on like part 10, chapter 52. And I've been listening for several hours. Several walks and trips to Moorhead, so you gotta cut out some time for this one.
I just feel that so much stuff's being attacked, and I want to defend somebody right now.
Oh God.
Processed meats.
In the middle
getting
of everything.
A bad fucking rap, and I don't appreciate it.
We were sitting down to dinner with Charlie. We decided to have an OG family meal. And we took Charlie to dinner, and I was just kind of going through the news and reading my headlines. And I was like, just all the bad news. I'm like, and.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
And you're going to die if you eat processed meats. That is the new headline given to me, which I'm questioning.
I don't think anybody's ever said, you know what, these are healthy.
No.
Like, I mean, nobody's pushing them as the healthy alternative.
The fact that, like, if you're pregnant, it's the thing that they say, do not eat deli meat.
Yeah.
Ladies. So you're like,
I never heard that. I've never been pregnant, but
I've been twice, and I don't know if you remember, like, I just wanted a sandwich. You can't have cold deli meat sandwiches
because of the nitrates.
Yeah, it's unhealthy.
Listen, growing up, this is This is a core memory of my dad. Pickle loaf sandwiches.
What's pickle?
The nastiest loaf? Shit you've ever put in your mouth. But Gary Wayne Thomas Sr. loved the loaves.
Loved
the loaves. And what I brought into adulthood, thanks to he and my amazing mother.
So you're looking at like an Oscar Mayer loaf. Are we going to the deli and getting these loaves?
No, they're in the package.
Oh, yeah.
Hanging up.
Gotcha.
Is I love a thick ham and cheese loaf. Guess what? That's processed. They put the cheese.
Oh, it is the most processed of processed.
But it's amazing. Gotta get some love for the ham and cheese loaf. I'll never forget. I'm working at the Round County Detention Center. And like they just have sandwiches at lunch, right? Well, they had like the deli rolls of.
Did you have to like slice them yourself?
Oh, yeah. On the slicer? Yeah. Yeah.
Yep.
You put that on about a six, you know, that thing thicker than a Snicker. Fingers swell up afterwards. Gosh damn, I'm telling you, baby. That's the spot. That's a hitter
Are you putting anything else with this, or is it just on bread?
No, just bread. Yeah.
No, like cheese or mayonnaise.
It's got cheese in it? What are you talking about? It's the best of both worlds.
Ew,
I don't even know that's real ham. It's probably not even real ham. It's just pig hooves. It's iguana testicles. Who knows?
Oh, my God.
I'm telling you.
Turns out, worst thing you could eat for your body is these frost. And I was like, oh, cute timing, because it's like hot dog season. Yeah.
Hot dog, bratwurst.
Oh, they attacked my bratwurst. I love a good brat.
But when you think process, I think of like sausage. Sure, it's like grinded, and they put it in the little sack it's in, whatever that thing is.
I think it's it's the smoking, the curing,
that's not unhealthy.
I'm just saying.
Yeah. So in if we're talking about
that. Hang on. I just put processed meats in Google. That's all I put. I didn't get to finish. The first hit I get is
ham and cheese loaf, the most delicious.
Processed meat and cancer. What you need to know.
Listen.
The first thing I hit.
Everything gives you cancer.
Why processed meat is bad for you? Are some processed meats worse than others? So I think it's just the process of processing. I don't know what processing is. Apparently beef jerky, bacon, that's a hard no. But aren't there some that you can't eat? Like,
so I had this debate the other day between, what was it? Pork shoulder, something. I can't think. It was bacon, and it was whatever bacon is, just not like cured. What's it called?
Pork belly.
Yeah, they're both delicious. Listen, you want to steal all the joy, take the processed meats out of this world.
Okay, so processed meats.
I'll take 2 years off my life for a ham and cheese sandwich right now. Fuck it.
It's horrible.
What if, hear me out, what if we didn't trade for money for certain things, we traded for time off our life?
What is wrong?
Like, you had, say you start out, you had 150 years. I think there's a movie about this too. This is definitely not an original idea, but you traded like time for things.
Yeah. Would you?
Fuck yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Meanwhile,
the cavemen traded their teeth for things.
Did they?
I think
you just made that up.
Oh, I don't think I did. Where were you in humanities class?
I never had
humanities class, but I assume that's the class they teach it in.
You just think you know things, and you're like, yeah, that sounds right.
I do podcasts, and I know things.
Okay, so ham, sausage, any of your deli meats, hot dogs, jerky, pepperoni. It talks about sauces being made with these products. What sauces are made with processed meat? I'm unfamiliar with that.
I don't know any sauce that has meat in it.
I don't know. So,
some chunky ketchup or something. That's just tomatoes.
Processed meat sauce? That's disgusting. So, I guess we'd just be eating like chicken and fish.
Just eat
avocado.
Stalk you a pig, kill it, and eat it.
So, also, cooking meat at high temperature can form additional carcinogens, though, like directly in contact with, that's cooking out. Like any grilling.
So there's definitely a subculture or a sub genre of of like raw food eating.
No.
Like if you watch The Liver King.
No.
And if you want some entertainment, guys, I'm not saying you need to follow the nine ancestral tenets that he does. But his tagline is, why eat a vegetable when you can eat a testicle?
No.
I'm just saying. But he eats raw shit all the time. I'm like, that's gross.
Is he okay?
He is ripped. He is better
than
okay.
That's not why he's ripped.
He doesn't do steroids.
Oh, bullshit.
I'm just saying.
Not eat testicles and get ripped.
I saw him eat testicles.
I'm just saying.
I saw him give Logan Paul a testicle, too. Logan Paul ate it.
Have you ever had like lamb fries or Rocky Mountain oysters or anything?
No.
I think I have. I think I had some in Texas. I think I had lamb fries. And no one told.
I thought lambs were the girls.
Huh? I don't know. What?
I don't know.
What are you talking about?
Aren't lambs? I don't even know what a lamb is. That was a goat.
Are you being real right now?
I'm trying to think. It's a sheep, right? A lamb is a baby sheep.
Have you read the Bible? Have you
the Lamb of God?
What is wrong with you?
It's a good man. Anyway, I got a good story here.
There is a good story?
Yeah, I got a good story.
What?
Our ice cream truck story.
What? You are all over the place today.
What more do you want to talk about processed meats? I'm still thinking about food.
I didn't say we had it. I need to back up to the fact that you don't know what a lamb is.
I don't know. Lamb chops. Lamb chop was a puppet.
Okay. And lamb is a type of
sheep.
Okay.
I said that earlier.
But you understand it's not the female sheep. It's a baby.
It's a baby sheep. Okay. All right.
Oh my God.
This is an educational podcast too. Just put that out there. We had two swim meets this week. So Abby was gone two nights in a row.
Oh, swim meets? You want to talk about being somewhere and just
I don't support
sweating.
The sport of swimming. I'm sorry. It is not a spectator sport by any means.
It is.
We got one pool and fucking 400 athletes here. Okay. Who thought up this idea? This is great. Let's be here for the next 7 hours swimming three at a fucking time. Come on now. The Olympics ain't even this disorganized.
I should hope not. It's a kid recreational summer swim and you're comparing it to the Olympics.
We should all want to be in the Olympics.
Oh my God. It is so hot because it's like peak afternoon. I never know. Like, I don't wear shorts. I can't.
I wear shorts.
I cannot wear shorts.
I exclusively wear shorts.
Yes. I have zero love for my legs. I get stressed out about them.
I love your legs.
Well, thank you, babe. You're the only one. And so you're just sweaty and gross.
Yeah.
But we have to leave like at around 3:30 to get some of these things, and you're just there until 9 o'clock at night.
Essentially, yeah.
I was I had to work. Charlie swam. So we've not done swim meets up until this week, and we had two back to back, so two late nights. I told Gary we were going to split it, but I was like, we signed up to work.
I'm out on that. Sorry
about
your luck.
Gary was like, well, I'm not going. So I had to go to both. It was the easiest job. I just had to make sure 13 and 14 year old girls knew when their meet was coming up. Or
it's
when
like saying you had the easiest job in the Holocaust. Like, that's not.
What is wrong with you?
I don't know. That's how I see it. It's just hot. You know, nobody wants to be there. Easy job, still a bad job.
You have got to get your language in check. Oh my God.
My apologies.
Anyway, it's very easy because I just look at the girls. I'm like, y'all know what you're doing? Yep. All right. I'll come check on you when you don't. And so it's wonderful. All that to say, Gary was home alone with Harlan.
Yes.
Which I thought would be difficult, but.
Oh, this is awesome. So first of all, it's like 162 degrees. We go to the park by our house. It's just us. Beautiful. We're there maybe 5 minutes, and then the sweet, sweet sound of the ice cream truck appears. Now, we can't see the ice cream truck. We just hear it. So
did he know what it was?
Oh, 100%. As soon as he heard it, as soon as that little sweet little tinkle bell went off. What? I don't even know what song it is.
They play, sometimes it sounds like nursery rhymes. Sometimes it sounds like a vacation Bible school song. Yeah. I really never know.
So we play. He's chucking his toys off the top of the slide, you know, because Buzz Lightyear can fly.
Clearly.
To infinity and beyond.
Uh-huh.
So we get ready to leave, hear it again. off in the distance. I think it's over on like Sterling Avenue. Mm-hmm. I'm like, hey, bud, let's go get the ice cream. He's like, ice cream truck? I'm like, yeah, I'm in. It's hot as balls. Let's go. For the next 15 minutes, I'm pursuing the ice cream truck.
Hot pursuit.
No, I am canvassing the neighborhood, trying to find where it's at.
You couldn't find it?
No. I couldn't hear it.
Aren't that big.
No, I couldn't hear it. Like, we're driving all through, like, we go up past, we go back to Mann's, like, a 4-block radius. So I give up. I tell them we'll go inside and get a popsicle.
Oh.
By the way, I've consumed possibly 300 popsicles this summer.
So many more. I think there's so many more based on the wrappers I keep finding.
So we get home. I give him a popsicle. Cooling off. It's almost bedtime. I'll be damned. We hear it. And we catch eyes at the same time. And both, like, I didn't have to say let's go. We both bolt for the door.
You and the 4-year-old.
Yes. As we get to the door, we see it past our house. So it's down. Harlan's yelling.
What'd he say?
Sonic.
Oh.
By the way, he had a Sonic.
The Hedgehog.
A year ago. Has not had anything from the ice cream truck since then, but remembers it. So I watch it go all the way down Holt Avenue, turn into that little whatever the last street is,
mm-hmm.
Come back. I hear it. It's getting closer. I was like, Harlan, here it comes. We're watching it. We see it.
Were you guys like standing in the street?
We're standing on the street.
And they didn't come down? Oh.
You just ruined my story.
Sorry.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
Your face. I'm sorry.
It gets to Antwerp, it turns and goes away. Thanks for ruining it. That was the big punchline. Abby's about to piss herself laughing.
Oh, I'm sorry, you're so bad. Your face. It's the punchline? You got to work on that. You cannot
tell me
that my stories suck.
No, it was going to be much more detail, but you just ruined it, so I'll just cut it off there. There's no more to say.
I'm so sorry.
I'll be taking no more further questions on that. No more questions about the ice cream truck.
I'm sorry. We got to be more prepared on Wednesdays. I think that's the night it comes.
Yeah, that was...
So, we got to definitely, like...
But, so, I grew up out in the country. There was no ice cream truck.
Right.
Until later in life, there was the Schwan's Man.
Yeah.
And that was like the ice cream truck.
Did y'all get some Schwan's food?
Oh, yeah. Connie had some Schwan's.
Yep. Yeah, too. It was good. We didn't get it until, like, I was an adult, though, and in college. Mom didn't
but
get it.
But I feel like that model worked for that time. I don't think
sure.
It works now.
There's no way. I can literally get Kroger delivery. I've got,
yeah.
That's I don't have to go through some middleman. And but there were some foods that like people swore.
I wonder
like,
how many kids are the Schwan's Man's kids.
What? I think that is a misnomer. I'm pretty sure that's not like
between mailman and Schwan's.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Milkman. That was a thing back in the day.
Yeah, but there's been a milkman forever.
Yeah. I think we need to go back to that. A milkman.
No, we haven't bought a milk in a year.
I just want somebody to deliver drinks to my door.
Just Polar Pops.
Can we get a Polar Pop man? Yeah, I definitely, that whole paying for that convenience thing. Yeah. I feel like I
but
saw.
I remember when we lived in Pretty Valley, there was an ice cream truck. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I remember when being a kid.
It's still a creepy idea. Like, just if you're thinking about it, like some dude with the ice cream truck.
Driving around,
looking for kids.
There was a meme. An adult woman said, so mom just told us a story about the time she let our brother ride around the block with the ice cream man. And we're pretty sure we have no idea how we survived being kids. But like,
yeah,
you
that's
could
true.
Do that in the 80s. You could.
I mean, I'd do it now. I'd be like, okay, take it. I don't want to ride.
Let him go.
Bring him back next Wednesday.
No, there's no way. There's no way. Like, that whole mindset is just
the whole white man myth.
Well, Charlie getting older and letting her kind of do more things independently. I know she has a phone and can contact me, but I still have some, you know, reservations and not hearing from her. Like, I let her first Friday last month go down, walk downtown with some friends. We are not, we're like less than a mile away from the area, but, and I know like everybody in the world is down there, could see her, knows her. We're not, you know, or would know me to contact me, but it's still scary to just let your kids wander off when I think back to being younger than her and having free rein to ride my bicycle, you know, from my house down to MSU with Sarah Mincy, and we would just be gone all day. Not a phone, nothing. Like, what was my mom thinking while I was gone for 4 or 5 hours just hanging out downtown? Just
hanging out.
And, you know, and that's what that's the cute thing about, like, Stranger Things is, you know, they take off on their bikes and there's no, you just come, it's just time to go home. And they're riding around town on their little bicycles, and that whole mentality of, you know, that.
Like watching Stranger Things and those kids are out.
Yeah. That can only take place, this plot line can only take place during the 80s. It has to have that component of, you know, what is his mom's name? What's Winona Ryder's character's name? Nancy. No.
No, Nancy's the other one.
Nancy's the other girl. Anyway, she has to be talking from the landline, right?
Yeah.
She has to be waiting on phone calls to get in contact with the father. They have to actually drive to his home.
Yeah.
You know, those things have to take place. And that's
just so easy to be a deadbeat dad back then.
Oh, my God. The slowness of the development of everything, and they get their information from the evening news that, when they go to the library and they're looking up things on microfiche documents, and it's just, I wonder if that even exists anymore. Do you think anybody does microfiche anymore?
I think I don't think the library would just throw it away.
Who does it? How does that happen? Who does microfiche?
It's the library.
So the library does it?
Yeah.
They have the materials for it?
Yeah.
I mean, I know you can get it from there, but I don't know, like...
Oh, like who actually does it? I don't know.
Yes. Have you ever looked at microfiche before?
Yeah.
When?
At the MSU library once.
Yep. That's when I did it. I was doing a lot of research for when I used to do public speaking events.
And then I became the public speaker.
Yes.
Author. You're just... figurehead of this podcast.
You really think highly of yourself.
I'm just taking jabs at you.
Just
it's the celebration time of year.
Celebrate.
But in truth, I tell Abby this every year, summer's over.
Yep. There's already memes out there. Somebody said, like, for teachers, June is like Friday, July is like Saturday, and August is Sunday. When you think about, like, the timing of it, of what it feels like.
School just keeps starting earlier and earlier.
God, it's the truth.
But I always tell Abby, like, this is the, her summer's over. Oh. Even though we've got, like, we're going on vacation, we come back, and she, that week that we come back,
school,
like, started. That Friday, she's got, start doing school stuff.
Yeah. Well, before that, actually, I've got some few things to do, but.
And then I'll go back to school, just keep on my scholarly path.
Mm-hmm.
But we can't forget the 4th of July.
No.
Independence Day of this great nation. And we've had some great 4th of Julys.
We have.
This one's going to be chill. We've already had, like, we went and swam. Harlan swam his little guts out. Poor little fat bastard's chafed.
God, love
him. Got a little sunburn, but for probably three solid hours, he gave it 110% in the pool.
And we're still in need. Like, we still haven't fully transferred over to, like, being fully potty trained, so we have to have swim diapers, and I'm so annoyed. Like, we have to order his swim diapers because of his size.
Yeah, but look, like, he's grown 3 inches this summer.
He's so tall. Like, his little legs are so long.
Yeah.
But he loves swimming. It's unreal.
And he has zero fear.
None. None whatsoever. He will get in that little life jacket and throw his head underwater, and I'm like, what if he can't come back up? What if he gets, like, upside down in the thing? And he just loves it. I mean, his face, his eyes were red. His face was red. He would have swam. When Harlan tells you he doesn't want pizza or cake.
Yeah.
That's how much he loves swimming.
Yeah.
And I tell you, there's no kid in this world that loves pizza.
Or cake.
Or cake more than Harlan James Thomas.
Yeah.
And he, it's just, I think it's all over sensory for him. Just the water input.
Everything,
and,
yeah.
The jumping and the water and the floating. It just, it really gives him the feedback that he needs. But
yeah, and my sister's pool is great for that because they got a slide. Yeah. He can jump in basically anywhere.
Yeah.
He gets taller. He's not going to be able to jump in.
No. But it was, that was good. That's, I think that's a pretty iconic part of us celebrating the 4th without, you know, my parents don't have a pool this year. So we normally would have been to the pool multiple times.
Abby has turned into her parents.
Why?
Telling Charlie, you can just go outside and listen to the fireworks.
There is a little gathering in our community, but you, now when we were kids, there was no payment. You just had to go get your car parked in a certain area.
Yeah.
And there was no festivities with it. You just literally
watched the fireworks. Like we watched it from Stokes' house once. Yeah, like
you just drove somewhere.
There was nothing special about it.
Parked your car and watched. But now, over the past few years, all of these firework events have turned into festivals. So there's always like food.
Which I co-sign. That's amazing.
Yeah, love that. I love that. I think your kids have to be at a certain age to enjoy that because that's a long period of time to keep them occupied. So there's, you know, like in Moorhead, you know, there was like food trucks and live music and same thing out at, in our community there, you have to go into an area, park your car, you get in my head, like, I just don't want to deal with leaving. It's the leaving that just sounds miserable to me.
That's the worst part of everything.
Getting into your car, waiting in line to leave something. So Charlie wanted to go.
All that shit.
And I was like, I just don't want to go deal with a crowd. And then sitting outside, dragging chairs somewhere. Like, I'm just, we don't have, I guess, I think with the right equipment, you could really set yourself up nicely. Like a tent, a wagon to carry things. We just have all that. So I told her, I'm like, hey, Char, I came back in last night. I was like, I can hear the fireworks. I was like, oh my God.
She did go outside.
My dad used to tell us that. We lived where we live. It's very easy to be in town and have a holler tucked in between two hills. And so you can't see shit. Now, here in Mount Sterling, there's a little more probability that you could see because there's fewer hills for sure. But this was so far out that she couldn't. I was like, you can go hear it. And I literally saw some people just sitting out downtown in a parking lot. I'm like looking around, like, do they see something I don't see? But my dad used to legitimately say he would not drive us out to Trademore to watch the fireworks. He'd be like, you could hear him. I'm like, what? I don't understand the point of that. I don't want to just hear them. I want to see them.
Yeah. But I don't want to see him on your Facebook page.
I feel like people are getting better about that. I feel like we have calmed down with posting firework photos. But all the festivals and stuff going on, it looked like a great time everywhere.
And we usually partake in one.
Yeah, we just, it was, it, Harlan was just dead to the world last night.
Listen, I was tired.
Yeah, yeah.
We all got a little sun.
It's just with him, I feel bad saying no to people. We get invited to things to say no, but it's a lot to commit to.
Like, yeah, we'll be there. We just won't show up.
Well, no, I mean, I'm honest. Like, I don't know. We have to, if we have multiple things, we can't run all day with him. Now, Charlie would go to everything all day long. But
social butterfly.
Him, you just don't know. And the preparation it takes and the stuff you have to pack for
and
a
it's
kid.
A great and excuse for me kid. Not to do anything.
For any kid, not just Harlan and autism. It's just a little harder because he is older. People, I think, expect him.
That's the thing that is, if there was something that bothers me, it's like people expect to have a full conversation with him.
Yes.
And in the beginning, it sounds like you're going to.
Yeah.
But he quickly goes into a train wreck.
He'll, you know, what's your name? You're going to say your name and he may tell you his name, but after that, he's not.
Yeah.
You know.
He's good. like he's good.
And he's going to have a meltdown. He's going to have a meltdown. If you're around him long enough, he's going to be frustrated. And that brings on anxiety for me. I don't know about you, but just knowing that
like
people...
you just want to whoop his ass, but then you're like, it ain't his fault. Just whoop my ass.
Well, and I think other people, certain crowds of people will...
Well, think that's what you need. Yeah, like you don't understand.
They don't even whoop that kid. They don't even discipline him. Listen. Listen to me. We have read it all, seen it all, tried it all. You know, and so I just hate being around people, and they may not even have that expectation, but having the thought.
I don't know if I told you this. This was during swim. He's having a little trouble with his bathroom schedule, so he'd shat all over himself. And I'm raising my voice. I'm like, come here, come here. He stops. Deadpan looks at me. He's like, inside voice.
He did?
Yeah, I'm like.
You have not told me.
Bitch, I'll knock you out.
Don't you inside voice.
Don't you inside voice me. Or calm down.
Calm down.
He doesn't like when other people get agitated.
No.
He can be mad, but he does. Like, if you start like raising your voice, he immediately like locks onto that. He knows like. You're upset or something. He's like, yes. Calm down.
So this book I've been reading for my nonfiction 75 hard thing is all about like behaviors and everything. Like you are either bottom down or bottom up or top down in how you process. Well, bottom up is where the bottom of your brain, like.
I would have went with your feet, but.
No. You're just this gut react. Like what is responding, this primal way we respond to things.
Yeah.
Before you can even like co-regulate emotionally with somebody, like you got to get your shit in check.
Oh yeah.
And so I cannot come at anything he does with any, and I did that when he did another poop incident. I was like, buddy. And I was like, no. And I was getting agitated because I thought he was getting ready to smear poop everywhere. He did. But he visibly, instantly, he's getting frustrated. He's getting embarrassed.
Yeah.
It escalated him. And so being so hypervigilant, it's like you got to get your own self in check before you can even go into this stuff with any kid with behavior disorder or behavior problem. And I think that is crazy hard to do. There's colors for the polyvagal response and stuff, but
yeah, I think I was gonna say that.
You were going to say that. I think that is the biggest lesson to Gary and I in parenting him. And now I wish I was better at it with Charlie because.
Oh, I just yell at Charlie.
And we should, you know, yeah. We should have been better at that. Because everybody needs this. It's not just kids with behavior disorders, but Harlan makes you like him telling you to inside. He'll shush you. And not in a way of like he's trying to be rude, but right. In a way like he wants you to be quiet. He wants you to quiet it down.
Yeah.
Because he's not going to.
He knows.
He won't respond to shit that you say if you're going to be yelling at him. So, which makes his school so amazing because they are so patient and calm.
Yeah.
About everything. But that bubble, man, he won't have that bubble forever. So, I don't know what to do from that. The world is not all patient and calm. He is testing us though right now. This potty training stuff. I found
he made me a cup of coffee this morning. Legit did make me a cup of coffee.
You got to keep your eye on him.
As he stole Abby's drink.
Oh my god!
Staring at her, drinking it, saying, "This is delicious."
Delicious. I'm like, Harlan, that's mine. No, it's my weight.
Yeah, it was cute.
It's cute until it's
vodka
annoying. Have him steal your popsicles and see how that feels.
He does every time. Every time.
To be fair, you come walking around with four popsicles in your hand.
You got to be prepared to share. All right. I'm prepared to share.
I'm just tired of picking up popsicle wrappers at night.
It doesn't sound like me at all.
It doesn't?
No.
They're sitting by your bed. Even the one margarita popsicle that you had last night was by your bed.
I did have a margarita. Ooh, they're good. Charlie really wanted one. I was like, no.
No, there's so much alcohol content in that.
It is. 8% alcohol.
It's a lot. That could mess you up fast.
Well, here we are. End of another episode.
Is it over?
It goes by fast when we have good ones.
Who says it's over?
I don't feel like people want to listen to 2 hours, 3 hours of us. It's not Joe Rogan.
Why not? I got things to say.
Write it down. We'll save it for the next podcast.
Okay.
If you have suggestions, hit us up on social media.
Yeah.
Follow us there. Give us a like, a share, a comment, a review, a thumbs up.
Thumbs up.
You see us out in public, high five us.
I love feedback. Feel free to text me any thoughts that you have, or like, yes, I feel that, or you're a little off base there.
If whatever. You're traveling right now, listen to us. Be safe.
Yes.
We love you for this. We think it's kind of crazy that people actually listen and care or whatever, but that's, hey, that's your thing.
Yes.
If it was me, probably wouldn't listen to us.
That's such a weird endorsement. I'm going to...
Whatever floats your boat. All right. Whatever floats your boat. Don't forget, you can go, you can get a discount onlinetherapy.com.
That's awesome.
Link is in the description. And yeah, share this, pump it up. Full-time podcasters by the time we're 95.
I'd like the statistics back from this podcast to see if reclined...
If reclined Abby got more listens.
I don't care because I'm doing this every time. This is my new podcasting position.
Yeah. Listen, I support it. You look great.
Thanks. Thank you.
All right. Until next week, we love you. Love yourselves. Enjoy the 4th. It's going to be fun. And I love you.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
I love you.
Later.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to Close Enough.
Leave us a like on our Facebook page and follow us on Instagram at Close Enough Pod.
Consider giving us a share and review on whatever platform you found us on.